పాండవ నిర్జల ఏకాదశి. సో వి హర్డ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీ ఏకాదశి అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ స్పెషాలిటీ షీ బేర్స్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ నేమ్. సో దిస్ ఏకాదశి ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ ది ఏకాదశి ఆఫ్ భీమసేన్. Some months before, we observed this Bhaimi Ekadashi. No, this Bhaimi Ekadashi is also like Bhim's Ekadashi. We hear that Kunti Devi was very sad. She was thinking that I'm always suffering so much for no reason. No, my children are suffering so much. I'm suffering so much. And although my eldest son is supposed to be the king, you see that the Kauravas are trying to kill him. No, they sent the Pandavas to Varnavat. They tried to burn them alive in this house of wax. And then the Pandavas were almost eaten alive by this Hidimba. But anyhow, his sister saved them, this Hidimbi. She was married to Bhim. And Ghatotkacha was born to them. This way the Pandavas are suffering so much. And when they were in the forest hiding, and after Duryodhana assumed that the Pandavas were dead, and they were hiding there, as you know, there was another demon called Bakasur. And then when the Pandavas were staying in one house, it was the turn of that family to offer one person as food for Bakasur. Because Bakasur, he had made a deal with the villagers that anyone who sends one person from the family along with two buffaloes and lot of food to eat, then I'll be happy, or else I'll eat everyone. So then the villagers then they had reached an agreement with this demon that every day we'll send one person from each of our families along with some other animals that you can eat. So now it was the turn of this family that was hosting the Pandavas. So then what happened? As we know, then they were so scared. Then Kunti said, no, don't worry, I'll send one of my sons. Then she said, how can you send? We are actually your host. You're our guest. She said, don't worry, I'll send the strongest of mine. And then, as you know, she sent Bhim. And then what did Bhim do? He had such a big appetite that when they sent Bhim with all those animals and all that food, except for those two buffaloes, whatever else was there on that bullock cart. Of course, it was all vegetarian food. He ate everything. While he was going on the way to Bakasur to meet, he ate everything. When Bakasur opened his eyes, because he was sleeping, he only saw two buffaloes in front of him. And then he saw a very strong person sleeping on this cart. He became very angry. He's like, what is this, an insult? How dare the villagers insult me? So then Bhim, he started abusing the demon so much. So then, you know, those demons, the easiest way to make them angry is if you taunt them. So Bhim started taunting him in all ways, like this, like that. And then he got very angry. And as then, we know, there was a big fight and Bhim defeated him. And this way, the Pandavas, after some time, they returned to Hastinapur. So then there also we see Duryodhan, what did he do once? He gave some cakes, some poisonous cakes to Bhim. And when Bhim ate these cakes, because he was such a voracious eater, no, he could not control himself. He ate everything that Duryodhan gave, and then he fell unconscious, and Duryodhan, he threw him away into the river. And then, as you know, his body flowing down the river, it went into Patal Lok. There was so much poison in his body that as it went into Nag Lok, those same snakes, when they wanted to eat Bhim, but actually when they bit him, their venom acted as an antidote to the poison that was already present in his body. So then all the poison from Bhim, it came out and the snakes fell sick. Then anyhow, Anantashesh, he saved Bhim and he sent Bhim back. So this way we see that Bhim, he always had this voracious appetite. It is said that once Duryodhan and Bhim, they were together and they saw one tree full of mangoes. So then Duryodhan, what did he do? He said, I'll climb the tree and I'll try getting the mangoes. But then he couldn't reach out. But then Bhim became very impatient. He said, where are the mangoes? And Duryodhan said, I cannot reach out. And then Bhim, what did he do? He caught hold of the tree and he started shaking it. And all the mangoes fell down. And then he ate everything. This is how his appetite was. He could not control himself. So there are so many examples also. If you see, when finally at the end, when the Pandavas were supposed to go to heaven, Yammaraj, he was following them from behind. And then Yammaraj, he pointed out that all of the Pandavas, except for Yudhishthir, each of them had a fault, he said. Yudhishthir was faultless. He was Ajatshatru. He had no enemies. He used to call Duryodhan, Suyodhan, Karna, Sukarna, Dushasan, Sushasan. He had no enemies. In fact, even before the gambling match began between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, he told Duryodhan, Vijayi Bhava, he told him that Duryodhan, may you be victorious. And Shakuni, he told Yudhishthir, saying that, how can you bless him that he be victorious even before the gambling match has begun? He said, he's my younger brother. No, Duryodhan is my younger brother and I'm his elder brother. I always want my younger brother to win, he said. He had no envy in his heart whatsoever. Therefore, you see, it is said in the Mahabharata, Yudhishthir never became angry even once. Because it had been foretold that if Yudhishthir became angry even once, then there would be a Mahapralaya in the entire world and everyone would be destroyed. Therefore, you see, so many bad things happened to him, but not even once he became angry. It is said if one drop of his blood fell on the earth, then the earth would burst open into two pieces. The earth could not even tolerate anything being happened to Yudhishthir because he was Dharmaraj. Therefore, you see, when Yudhishthir was in exile with the Pandavas for 1 year, in the last year of their exile, that time you see, the king of that place, once he got angry with Yudhishthir, because Yudhishthir, he criticized the king's son, this Uttar. Uttar was in the chariot of Arjun, who was Brihannala then. So we know that Brihannala, he defeated all the Kauravas who came there. So then this Uttara's king, the Uttar's father, he said, because of my son, the Kauravas ran away. Yudhishthir said, no, it was because of Brihannala. And he said, how dare you speak like that? Brihannala is a eunuch and my son, you criticize him. And he threw the dice at Yudhishthir. And Yudhishthir started bleeding. Immediately, Draupadi, what did she do? She took a bowl and she kept it under his nose. And then, so that the blood doesn't fall on the ground. Because as soon as the blood would fall on the ground, the earth would break open into two. Could not tolerate. So this way, Yudhishthir, he had no enemies. Yammaraj told him. But he said, Nakul, he had one fault. Nakul, he thought he was very intelligent. No, he thought he was very handsome. That was his fault. Sahadev, he thought he was very intelligent. Arjun, he thought he was a great warrior. That was his fault. And Draupadi, although she was married to all the five Pandavas, she liked Arjun the most. But Bhim, what was his fault? Was Bhim, he would eat everyone else's food also. It is said when the Pandavas, when they would go out for Bhiksha, for when they were 1 year, like when they were dressed as simple villagers in that village of Bakasur, when they would go out collecting Bhiksha, rice from every house, they would get this much rice, you know, and then Kunti Devi, she would cook all that food and she'd keep it on all the plates. And then when all the Pandavas would sit down, Bhim would be looking at all their plates. And then he'd be rubbing his stomach and he'd say, this is not enough for me. So then Yudhishthir, he'd give half his food. Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, they all give half of their food. And then Bhim would eat everything. He said, this was his fault. He was very overly indulgent, liked eating so much. So they say there are so many histories in the Mahabharata which show how Bhim was. Even when Bhim was sent 1 year in the exile, when the Pandavas were in exile, in the last year of their exile, you see, Yudhishthir, they all disguised themselves. Bhim said, I will be the cook in the king's palace. Because if I be the cook, I can have all the food for myself. So he used to cook everything, he used to eat everything himself also. So it was like that, his hunger was uncontrollable. So therefore we see that this way, Bhim, he asked Vyasadev in the presence of, you see, this is Kunti, she was thinking, what to do? My sons are suffering so much, Bhim is like this. So then Bhishma, he told them that you follow Ekadashi, he said. Bhishma said, you see, I'm an Akhanda Brahmachari. You see, I've never fallen from my vows, devoted to my father, devoted to Prabhu, to my Parabrahma. Why? Because I follow this Ekadashi Vrat. So therefore you follow this Vrat. And Kunti Devi was following all these Vratas. So then you see, Gandhari, she also wanted to follow this Vrat. But then Shakuni said, don't listen to the Pandavas. Kunti, her husband has died. She's suffering so much. She's a widow. But not for you. Your husband is alive. Don't follow. Don't listen to them. So this way, when all the Pandavas were together with Krishna, therein Vyasadeva appeared. So then when Vyasadeva appeared, therein it is said that Bhim, he asked his grandfather. No, Vyasadeva was actually the grandfather of the Pandavas. Why? Because you see, Pandu, Dhritarashtra and Vidura, they're actually the sons of Vyasadeva. No, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. You see, the first son of Vyasadeva was Pandu, was Dhritarashtra. Why? Because Vyasadeva looked so scary that Amba, what did she do? No, Ambika, she covered her eyes. Dhritarashtra was born. And the other princess, when she saw Vyasadeva, she was shivering so much that who was born? Pandu. And the other, the Dasi, she was not scared in the least looking at Vyasadeva. So Vidura was born. So she was the grandfather of the Pandavas. So Bhim, he asked Vyasadeva, how can I be delivered? No, my mother is so worried for me. So then Vyasadeva said, if you want to go to heaven, you follow all the Ekadashis that appear on the Shukla Paksh. Means on the bright phone. Eh? On the Shukla Paksh means all the Ekadashis leading to the full moon. And then if you want to avoid hell, then you follow all the Ekadashis on the Krishna Paksh. So all the Ekadashis leading up to Amavasya. This way, the bright fortnight and the dark fortnight. By following the Ekadashis leading to the bright fortnight, you'll go to heaven. By following the Ekadashis leading to the dark fortnight, you'll avoid hell. But then he said, I don't want heaven, hell. I want to go where my Prabhu Krishna is. I want to control myself. Then he said, you have to follow this one Ekadashi, which appears in this month of Jyeshth. This when it's so hot. So Bhim said, which is that Ekadashi? He said, this is the Nirjal Ekadashi. So then Bhim said, how can I follow? In my stomach, there is this Saman Pran. No, Bhim is actually the son of Vayudev. You see, we have this Mukhya Pran within us. And there is also this Saman Pran, which is within the stomach. He said, how can I follow? It is very difficult. Agnidev is most present in my stomach. How did Agnidev come? From Vishnu came Brahma. From Brahma came this Angirasa. From Angirasa came Brihaspati. From Brihaspati came Samayu, who is Agnidev's father. So he said, Agnidev is in my stomach. How can I control him? We know that history, you know, that Agnidev, he had to eat the entire Khandava forest to control his own hunger. Arjuna had to burn it down. So he said, I cannot control myself. Because you see, there are three types of fire. There is this Vadagni. Vadagni means the fire within the ocean. And there is this Devagni. Devagni is the fire within the wood. And there is this Jataragni. The Jataragni is the fire within the stomach. So I said, this Jataragni within me is blazing. What can I do? So then, as you know, Vyasadeva, he spoke all these instructions to Bhim. And then Krishna, he spoke, most importantly. I think this happened in Prayag, where he said, give your body this rasa of bhakti. Don't always eat this rasa of mundane food, of this fire, of food that is chewed, sucked, licked, drunk. No, this charvachushalaya paya. Don't drink this. Drink this rasa of bhakti. So then Krishna, he spoke Harikatha the entire day to Bhim. And then he had Bhim do Kirtan the whole day. And this way, as we know, what happened? Bhim, he passed the entire day without drinking anything, eating anything. And this way, he passed the entire Ekadashi Nirjala. And this way, we know the Pandavas themselves, they were blessed by Krishna to become trees on the banks of Shamkund. And then where they did their bhajan to receive the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And then, as you know, Bhim himself, he received the mercy of Mahaprabhu also when he fought with this king of Samudragad. So here we see that on this Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, it is said that if anyone follows this one Ekadashi very strictly, then whatever faults or shortcomings he may have committed on all the other Ekadashis, they can be completely cured. So this one Ekadashi is very pure in itself, this Pandav Nirjala Ekadashi. Because if you follow this one Ekadashi, you get the mercy of all the Pandavas. And who are the Pandavas? They are Premapar Bhaktas. No, they are very... Pandavas are such devotees that Naradrishi himself, being a sannyasi, would go to the house of the Krishnas and glorify them so much. Saying, Krishna has become your charioteer. During the Ratsu Yagya, he would wash everyone's feet and he would look after everyone. Krishna's serving you in all respects. And Krishna and Arjuna together, Rukmini is massaging Krishna's feet and Subhadra is massaging Arjuna's feet. In this way, he would glorify them in such wonderful ways. So here we see that he, being a Nishkinchan Sadhu himself, is going to the house of the Pandavas and glorifying them. And we see Bhim himself is so dear to Krishna in so many ways. No, who is Bhim? He's actually Lord Shiva himself, who has come to serve Krishna in that form. So on this day of Pandav Nijala Ekadashi, Bhim, he controlled himself. And he's showing us Jivas also. Because you see, Atyahar, we see Rupa Goswami, he says Atyahar, it does not mean only overeating. Atyahar means Ahar through all the different senses also. When we look through our eyes, no, the Vaishnavas, they say Ardhasya Bhojanam. If you're looking at some kachoris, this, that, on the day of Ekadashi, it is as good as eating them. Ardhasya Bhojanam means you have eaten them already. No, there is Parshadosh. The Vaishnavas, once they explained that history in Mathura, that once they made so much kheer and then one lizard fell inside. I think some lizard or something fell inside. And then Gurudev said, that is Parshadosh. Because the lizard has fallen inside the kheer, throw all the kheer away, he said. So this way he said that anything if you look at, anything you desire, if you're greedy, if your tongue is greedy, if your senses are greedy for anything, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, anything, that means there is Parshadosh. There is this fault of Sparsha. Touch means you're breaking your Ekadashi. So this way, Atyahar means to control all your senses also from overindulging. No, so we pray to Krishna and Ekadashi Devi herself that on this day, especially, we learn to control our senses and not engage in this act of overindulgence. And then most importantly, not just upavas, not just fasting. Upavas means to stay near Krishna. No, upasana means what? To stay near him and do worship. We pray for this real meaning of upavas to manifest, that we are near Krishna, his dham, his devotees, the Vaishnavas, and then under their guidance, we follow this tithi very nicely. With great respect and honor, this must be our prayer to the Pandavas, Ekadashi Devi herself, and to the Pandavas Prabhu, Shri Krishna. Manchal Kalpataru Besha, Kripasindu Bevacha, Patitanam, Pavane Bhyo, Vaishnavi Bhyo, Namo Namaha.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanga dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupaha Srimad Bhakti Vita Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj. Likewise to our Rupanuga Guru Varga, to all the assembled devotees, please accept my dandavat pranams. So today we're observing Sri Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi. I think of all the Ekadasi, this is the one that is most feared. Just like yesterday, someone was telling, oh, tomorrow, very dangerous day. because they're already anticipating. It's like, because like, why of all the time, this summertime, to fast and like even like no water like this? Yes. For those who have not heard, Prabhuji making this very nice point. He said, yesterday Ganga Devi appeared, and therefore this day, we acknowledging that we don't need this ordinary water. Ganga Devi, transcendental water has come, that we will drink. So in this Ekadasi, then we're not drinking ordinary water. And actually this is the key. Like those who, and Vaishnava explained this many times, if you want to really follow Ekadasi nicely, because sometimes you can follow externally, and even then, externally you follow, still all these desires are there, you know, sometimes very strong, and therefore you have to eat. But if no this desire there, then you won't even be thinking of like eating, which really Ekadasi should be. Ekadasi is the time, like it is said, that is none different from Krishna. So Krishna has come on this day, and therefore the actual devotees, they have no interest in any other thing. They leave everything else behind. And now they're only welcoming Sri Krishna. How? Chanting Harinam Sankirtan, listening to all the, his glories. So, but sometimes these desires, these urges are still so strong. And therefore, some concessions are there. So I said, okay, at least you don't eat grains. You can drink some water, you can drink some juice. But then Vaishnavas explained, yes, you take that, but then you're drinking juice every 10 minutes, you know, or like making all these nice preparations, all this like nice preparations, not grains, but still like eating so much. So anyhow, there are different degrees of fasting, but those devotees who are actually tasting rasa, then they have, their senses are completely satisfied and they don't need any of these concessions. So ultimately, like this day, for example, we're given the pastime of Bhim. So we just heard, he has difficulty controlling his desire to eat, but Krishna came and helping them. He's only speaking and making them absorb in Harikatha, in Krishna Lila. The day just passed by, then sunrise came the next day. He's not eating. And they're just absorbed. So this is really how to follow like Ekadasi. And if you're actually able to follow this Ekadasi, then because it's like the most difficult because it's summertime, then easily you can realize like, oh, I've did it on this time. Why I cannot do in the other time, which is easier. So that can also be like an effect. Anyhow, best is really we do all these things under guidance of like the Vaishnavas, especially those who have actual relation of Ekadasi, actual relations of Sri Krishna. Then under their association, then the day will just pass by. You're only absorbed in Sri Krishna and really following all regulations of Ekadasi. So rules may be there and you can see them as rules, but ultimately we have to understand the main rule. What is that? Remember Krishna, never forget. So all the rules are there to serve that rule. So therefore today, Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, this is giving chance for the jivas. Actually, for many devotees, they would say that those who cannot perform complete fast on other Ekadasis, then at least they should do like complete fast on this day, because then it will like nullify those limitations they did in the past, in all those other Ekadasis. But we heard Vaishnavas, they're also telling that actually every Ekadasi really should be like Nirjala. But of course, if you cannot, then you do like what is practical. And I can understand why they say like this, because Srila Vyasadeva himself in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, this is what he told to Bhim, encouraging him, okay, on this Ekadasi, just follow Nirjala. Then that will make it so that you're already like following all the other Ekadasi. So he said like that to Bhim. And so some devotees, he said like, oh, okay, we take the example of Bhim. You may do Vaishnav, but Vaishnavs, they're also in telling us that, okay, that's for Bhim. But we have to make endeavor also that really we can follow nicely the Ekadasi. And really the only way to be able to follow that is be only absorbed, only with the high class Vaishnava association. Then if you're tasting like rasa under their association, then these things easily, time will pass very quickly. So therefore, on this Ekadasi day, we pray unto our Gurudev, our Guru Varga, that they give us this kind of association that can help us to be very strong and only absorbed in this rasa, this bhakti rasa, and therefore this ordinary jal, we won't need. Vancha kalpataru yascha kripa sindheva cha patitanam pavaneyo vaishnava.
చక్షురన్మితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. వంచాకల్పద్రవ్యష్ట కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తివృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Nandavat Pranams, thousands of times, the lotus feet of Sri Paramaradhatam Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Sotra Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosami Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastanga Nandavat Pranams, thousands of times, the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastanga Nandavat Pranams unto all the assembled Vaishnavas, Vaishnavi. Today we are observing Pandava Nirjal Ekadashi. So we know there are 24 Ekadashis and sometimes 26 Ekadashis when Purushottam Vrat comes. And all of the Ekadashis, they are special and unique in their own way. So in this hottest month of the year, this Jyeshtha Mas, this Pandava Nirjal Ekadashi comes. And just like Bhima, he received the benediction from Krishna that if he follows this one Ekadashi nicely, without taking any water, then he'll be forgiven for all the other Ekadashis broken. So if we follow under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas Ekadashi strictly and nicely, pleasing them, then definitely they'll give us their blessings. Whether it's this Ekadashi or any Ekadashi, if we make some endeavor to follow, then very easily bhakti will enter into the heart. Because Madhavtiti Bhakti Janani Yatane Palane Kori. She is the mother of bhakti. And anyone who very nicely follows, Shri Hari Vasare Hare Kirtana Vidhan Nitya Arambila Prabhu Jagatera Pram. Mahaprabhu, he is observed by following this Naam Sankirtan. So, especially here it says Nirjal, we should not take any water. But then we see that the devotees, that they are always drinking so much on this Nirjal Ekadashi. How? It is said that Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalam Sukamukha Amrita Drava Samyutam Pipata Bhagatam Rasam Alayam Muhur Ahor Rasika Bhuvi Bhavaka. Here Sukadeva Goswami is saying Pipata Bhagatam Rasam Alayam. This Bhagavad is like the ripened fruit, full of ras, therefore drink. He's saying at all times. Now we see devotees on Ekadashi, they are drinking this Bhagavatam. And Satang prasangam mama virda samvido bhavanti karna rasayana kata ta joshanan asha apavarga vartmani shadharatin bhakti anukrimishyati. Here again, in the company of sadhus, mama virya samvido bhavanti karna rasayana kata. This rasayan kata, this rasmoy kata, the devotees are drinking through the meat all the time. And furthermore, it is said that tasmin mahan mukarita madubik charitra piyusha shesha sarita paritashavanti. Toya pibanti apachisho nipa gada karnes tannas pishanti asanatit bhaya shoka moha. This harikatha is flowing from the mouths of the Vaishnavas like endless streams, like rivers. And the devotees incessantly, they're always drinking this harikatha. And in this way, they're never touched by any thirst or hunger or anything. And in this way, all their fears, lamentation, attachments, all going away. So then how are the devotees there following this nirjal if they're all the time drinking this rasamoy katha? This is the real. We say nirjal, no jal. But this is the real jal is what? The real nectar is in this harikatha. Therefore, it is said that Nipagara Karna is and Hrit Karna Asanakata. This is a special kind of rasa, that this is not drunk by the mouth. This rasa, this nectar is drunk through the ear. Therefore, he says, Nipagara Karna, you should have ears like a cow, big cups, and you should drink this nectar as much as you can. Because this kind of drinking, this kind of rasamaikata will never break your Ekadashi, but this is actually the purpose of Ekadashi. We should always be in the association of Satang Pasangam, in the association of the Satam, the pure devotees. And we have to, Dharma Swanustita Pungsam Vishvaksena Katasuna Nyot Pariyadirati Shramaiheva Kevalam. And anyone who does not drink this, then there does not hear this Harikatha, all their endeavors are completely useless. Therefore, the rishis and munis, they told Sutta Goswami, Vayam Tunana Vitipyami Uttama Shloka Vrikrame Yashinvatam Rasa Gyanam Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. This Rasa Gyan, this Rasmoikatha, we're relishing at every step. Again and again, we never stop relishing this. And therefore, in the company of Vaishnavas, on this day of Ekadashi, we engage ourselves in this bhajanera madhya shastha nava vidhi bhakti, vidhi bhave, said that we engage ourselves in these nine limbs of bhakti, nam tar madhya shastha nam sankirtan. It said that If we chant this Harinam without offense in the company of the Vaishnavas and we hear this Rasamoikatha, then definitely Mahaprabhu, who is Jagatera Pran, who is Bhakatera Pran, who is Bhakta Vatsalya, our Guru Vargadeva Bhakta Vatsalya also, then they will become pleased with our endeavor. Ekadashi Devi will become pleased. And this way, all our endeavors will become successful. So this is the real, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that Takaya Sada Mona Dori, I'll always remain silent. But this means that we don't stop speaking to people. This means Bhaktivinoda Thakur is always speaking Harikatha, nothing but that. So on this day, we don't drink any water, but we drink this Rasmaikatha, this beautiful Lilakatha, this Brajkatha, and by this, automatically all our senses, they become surcharged and spiritualized, and our heart becomes cooled and pacified. And then the heat of the summer, the heat of this fasting, all these things will not even enter your mind. But if one does not engage in these limbs of bhakti, do not engage in this process, then this heat of the summer and the heat of this fasting, everything will attack the jiva, and he will be unable to maintain. So therefore, we are very lucky we are here in the company of the Vaishnavas, hearing all these beautiful katha. We are praying that these things may enter into our heart deeply, that we may also be able to accept them and then follow them in our life. Bancha kalpatra vasta ki pasindu vivacha paritana bhavni vaishnava.
Ganananjanaslakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Pancha Kalpataruvesh Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Paditanam Pavanebhu Vaishnavebhu Namavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Sena Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunad Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Dasro Gunad Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Vandan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhunita Nanda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय, भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कर नृसिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सर्व विश्वदा गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, गोविंदा गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय, ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय, ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय, ब्रज श्री मधुश्री प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती अदरणी की जय, ब्रज देवीगण की जय, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे बोल पांडवान जल एकादशी व्रत की जय, व्रतवरण करे भक्त वृंद की जय। Now is today this Pandavanit Jala Ekadashi. All are hearing many glories, very nice and sweet glories. But one thing is, thinking, you are remembering, you are trying to understanding. One day I am not drinking water, no eating food stuff, doing Nirjala, then my nature can change? Forever, I am all time thirsty, hungry, all time I have lot of desire. Therefore, death and birth cycle to non-stop. Only my desire, more and more, I am enjoying. This thing, that thing, everything. Sometime doing hot job. Okay. One day, no eating, no drinking. Somebody, 1 week doing like this. Then no eating, no drinking, fasting. Dhruva, 6 months is doing. 6 months, no eating, no drinking. After breathing, breath is stopped. Hiranyakashipu, 60,000 years stop. Then one day only you cannot drinking. I see 60,000 years not drinking. No eating. Fasting, then his Nirjala Vrata, very well for him, welfare for everybody helping him. Yeah, Ekadashi Devi pleased with him. Now this question is arising. This is Nirjala Vrata money, meanings? No, Ekadashi's name Nirjala Ekadashi. This Ekadashi Devi's name, like Putra Ekadashi, Kamada Ekadashi, and after this Moksha Ekadashi, Papanasini Ekadashi, Vijaya Ekadashi, Jaya Ekadashi, many Ekadashi name. So this is name of Nirjala Ekadashi. Ekadashi name is Nirjala Ekadashi. So why Pandavas all attached with this name, Nirjala Ekadashi? This Ekadashi is reality. All are has life to life attachment and desire, ego. Like Western people, you killing, then they cannot changing. Chocolate, ice cream, necessary need. Midnight, winter season, 50 degrees Celsius, like cold. That time, -50. That time also, chocolate, ice cream coming, they waking and they fast eating. Also, they very happy then. So the desire, who can remove him? This rasa, alayam, muhurao rasika bhuvi babuka. Possible Sukhdev Goswami removing. The Maharaj Parikshit has water drinking for desire. Thirsty, hungry, suffering, too much. Then he has desire. Oh, I need water. I need food stuff, but Rishi is not giving, then very angry. Our this desire, who removing? Therefore, bhajan finish, bhakti finish, attachment too much, only for ego. This is called false ego. This ego cannot possible, I am stopping. Try to do, Har Jog, but again, Punar Musika Baba. I am turned, returned, and jump. Sometime I am going top of this Himalaya, but looking low below down, like eagle, great. Oh, all time dead body looking. Sky, flying in the sky. Okay, you eating fruits, trees, any other things? No, dead body in it. Our is nature, who changing? Look, who changing? Swami Maharaj, look. Prabhupada Sri Thakur, Guru Bhargava, what doing? Going at a moment, hey, four things ban. Don't do like this, don't do like this, bas. 1 minute, all removing. So this Nirjala Ekadasi, Pandavas for, mostly Bhim for telling, best day. You one Ekadasi following, then your this hunger, desire, and thrust, desire, and your energy, all time is you needed, everything will be complete. Never more once. Giving example, one time, Kunti Devi, Magh Mas, Mani January, 14 after, 15 January, 1 month, called Magh Mas. And Himalaya, very cold. All country, that time, very cold. January, February, overworld, everywhere looking, all cold. So, very cold Himalaya. Then Kunti Devi calling, hey, Bhim, come. Today, you taking your gada, and you will be, all body's cloth is throwing, only one small cloth wearing, and going is on top of this hills. There one demon coming, waiting for you. You debating and then coming. He is hardly morning mother order, all cloth throwing and doing down batok and exercise, sweating body, taking goda and running and jumping and gone is top of hills. And there cold air, windy, freezy, rain and ice is snow, all time dropping. His body is completely like full. Body, snow. Now he's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes after, he running and come back. Mother say, what happened? You come back? No demon come. So why you come back? Very cold. So this cold is demon. You cannot win this cold. You debated already. Now you are failure. Your fraud is now finished. I am strong. I am Hitler. I am Lenin. I am this and that. This ego. This ego. Not possible this is finishing and removing. Not possible. So this Ekadasi Devi, all desire he is removing. Off. After giving ritual drinks for desire. Like just now hearing, Nigama Kalpataru Golitam Phalam, Sukamukhad Amrit Darbar Sanjutam, Ibatam Rasam Alayam Muhurao Rasika Bhubi Bhavuka. But that things drinking for Nigama Kalpataru Golitam Phalam, Sukamukhad, this thing drinking for nobody has desire. Satang Prasangan Mahavirja Sambhido, no desire. Tasmiman Mukarita Madhubishtaritra, Piso Sesa Asarita Purita Sarvanti, Taja Pibanta Bhittisa Nipakarana Karnai. I am like Harikata running, I am hearing Harikata drinking nicely. That time I am looking my mobile game. Otherwise, I am thinking other things. I am poking another. What I am doing? Restless monkey like. Itching. But no desire. So this Ekadasi Devi, specially she came removing for all this ego and desire, all rasa. Kicked out, throwing out, then will be clean, then first limbs, desire coming for Sravanam, first bhakti. This is rasa, 9 types of rasa, but one is most important, Sravanam. Sravan for no desire, Anybody telling anything? Oh, story, history, fighting, shooting, killing, anybody's, all bad, all dirty, things is spreading, blame, complain, comment, then I am very happy. Hearing for. But Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, Shastra, then I have no desire. That time I am complete sleeping, snoring. Starting Hari Katha, look, sleeping. Then open his eyes, not opening. Eyes is now, a lid is very heavy. No desire. How come desire? So therefore telling this Ekadashi Devi speciality is not thinking about this only Nirjala meanings. I am fasting, not drinking water, no eating. So Hiranyakashipu more than good to me. Dhruva Prahlad, Adadar, more higher to us, everybody. But no. Mahaprabhu telling Sihari Basare Hari Kirtana Vidhan Nitya Arambhila Prabhu Jagatira Pan Pran. Sivasangane Subha Kirtana Arambha Uthila Kirtana Dhani Gopala Govinda. Mahaprabhu early morning to giving order, praying, worshipping, remembering, requesting Ekadashi Devi is near. What needed? Satsanga, Harikirtan. How can my desire increasing? How I am removing my unarthas, egos? How will be clean? Nitanroz near Jagai Madhai is praying. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu giving lot of mercy. And everything is giving. But all are chanting. No desire for other things, but burning, heart burning. All burning senses and all time suffering. All tension, too much depression, all time. Then, Nityananda telling. All Vaishnavas near, offering pranam and begging and requesting. Ekadashi, they come. All are don't know what is this meanings of Ekadashi. Who is Ekadashi Devi? Worshipping, praying, remembering, crying, begging, never. All are very stubborn, strange, never surrender, not took shelter. Today Ekadashi Devi came, I am praying, how much desire for this rasa drinking for, rasa taking for. But not desire bhakti rasa for. Therefore, this nirjala meanings, she is make dry, all removing then will be dry. No, at a time she is giving taste of this aprakita rasa. Therefore, Vyasadeva telling, you now, possible, you calling Krishna, inviting Krishna. Krishna coming, then no problem. Krishna giving aprakita rasa, lot of giving. And you are drinking, you forget his prakita rasa. And all ordinary things to you get liberation or remove all. Krishna calling Kunti Devi and all are Draupadi praying. Krishna came, Krishna then starting. What? On mother, Yashoda. How are she? She is doing a lot of tapasya austerity, serving everybody. Therefore, she is famous, Yashoda. She has just name and fame. Say no. She has a lot of love for me. See, I am Parabrahma Paratpar Parameshwar, but she make me own son. Beloved son, carrying me womb, giving me breast milk, and I am Atmaram Aptakam, but she make my desire, I am drinking her, chewing her breast milk. Not only her, all cows, all mothers, not one mother, thousand crore mothers, Brajamandal has. Krishna, all are sun, then all are rest, drinking. But Krishna has no desire, Atmanam Aptukam, Parmeshwar Parabrahma, Nirgun, Nishakti, Abhay Anadi, but desire in thing. So our desire, how can increasing for Krishna Bhakti Rasa for? All removing. Now also desire. Mahaprasad is not enough. I am going outside, some kachori, some khichori, some puri, yeah, some sweet milk, rabdi, rasgulla, little bit is taking. Bhakti Murthy was saying, you have desire, then you arranging, bringing, and you are offering, and after Gauran Mukshi, take money, oh, alas, what I am doing? Own self, I am like is this, taking. So sometime after, will be finished, desire will be off, never, never disturbing. So now Olar has long time following Kadoshi, but never worshipping, never praying, never begging, never crying, never weeping, never asking also. Also asking devotees, what is the Swarup of Ekadasi? Say Nirgun, Nishakti or Nirakar, she has no Swarup. Also this world going, only Jagannathpur temple behind is Ekadasi is one deity. Also there is what doing? Turn. Head is down, leg is up, and tying with is this rope. Why? She is coming over world and return over too. Then head is down automatic. Legs down, how can come in?
Yeah.
But they are telling no. Ekadasi don't follow, only eating prasad. Therefore tying in Ekadasi. But other way are going, Ekadasi Devi has no deities. But rules is, like Ganga Puja, Ganga Dasara yesterday gone, worshipping Ganga Devi. Yeah. Same, all Ekadasi day, following Ekadasi Puja. Glorious hearing, also all personally which is praying, worshiping, and front of her, this Kali Yuga Nam Sankirtanam starting. Then Ekadasi Devi will be pleased and happy. Possible stealing our this desire and drunks and drinks. Very easy then. And Aprakita Rasa then Krishna, what saying? Like Mother Vatsalya Rasa, after he starting this, Braj Devi's Gopis, Kinkari Jyotis, how he is doing songs and singing, learning flutes. After he is singing guitar, he is singing many things. How is this song singing? One songs, this Rasa is going one air inside, no, 1,000 air inside. And everybody is cooling and feeling and satisfied, giving satisfaction. So Krishna said, the songs is, you are not hearing, then you are not possible, you cleaning yourself. Therefore go, where? This Parikar, Parishad, Antaranga, this near and dearest God associates near. They know melody, they know this all nice songs, how singing. This Sar, Tal, Loy, Man, inside is all love and nectar is there present. Giving for only way. Otherwise, other way not possible. Guru Bhargat giving mantra with his ear. But this Rasa, also Krishna giving, distributing. Then Krishna saying, okay, Krishna at a time giving this little Radha Kunda with his attachment. Radha Kunda, Ashtasakha is Kunja. How is there? Guitar playing, other tabla, dugi, avtar, khol, kartal, jhajar, kansar, many instruments with this, how they are doing kirtan. Bas, Pandavas, Kunti Mata, Draupadi, everybody hearing this kirtan. Oh, they forget all. And day and night, they don't know. Early morning, they surprise. Who are gone day and night? Mahaprabhu like this Shiva Sangam starting this kirtan. And day and night kirtan, they forget everything. So this Aprakita Rasa, for today is very special permission, special day. Like some days before, like Godfather Day. So then someday Mother Day. Someday Brother Day, Someday in a few days. Many days coming. But Ekadasi day. Nirjala Ekadasi day. This is following nicely. Father Day, Mother Day, which is only gift and shift and this and that, but not is permanent. Therefore, seriously follow. Then possible Saranagati come. But now no Saranagati. Anakulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Vibhurjanam, Rakshasiti Vishyasya Goptitya Varnam Tata, Atta Nichepa Karpanek Salabhida Saranagati. One limbs never following. Also no desire. Therefore, Krishna then telling this only Rasamalayam. Sukhdev Goswami telling Rasamalayam. Muraho Rasika Bhumi Bhavuka. Therefore, all are hearing. Ekadasi come, Ambarish Maharaj inviting everybody. Nice kirtan. All Krishna Lila. First time starting Pralaya Payodhi Jale Dhita Banasi Vedam. Dasavatar to starting last Krishna Lila. Bas. 10th canto. All kirtan. How is Rasamaya? Mahaprabhu hearing Bhagavata is near. Raghunath Bhatta is near. Hearing Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu. All forgetting. Therefore, giving instruction. Today, special day. Praying, begging. Also, this kirtan. Then is possible everything. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kali Yuga, then all rasa. So now, little time, this Sihari Basadari Kirtan Vidhan, this is songs. After Arati, Chalo.
Together, it's very long. Shri Hari Vasari Hari Kirtana Vida Nityaya Rambila Prabhu Jagatera Pran Punyavanta Shiva Sangane Subaram Utila Kirtana Dhani Gopala Govind Vidanga Mandira Bhaji Shankakarata Sankirtana Sangi Sabha Hoela Nishad Brahmanda Vedila Dwani Puriyaya Kasa Chudikiraya Mangala Jaya Sabhanasa Pushakala Hoite Nitya Kore Vishwambar Juta Juta Hoilo Jata Gayana Sundar Srivasa Pandita Lao Eka Sampradaya Mukandalaya Arajana Kotagaya Laya Govinda Ghosh Arakato Jan Gora Chandra Nitya Sabi Kore Nakirtan Dhariya Bulina Nityananda Mahabali Alakshitai Advaita Loina Padaduli Gadadaraya Dijata Sajala Nayani Ananda Vivala Hoila Prabhu Rakirtan Jakana Udanda Nache Prabhu Vishwambar Prithivi Kampita Hoi Sabi Payadar Takonava Madhura Nachai Vishwambar Jena Dekhe Nandira Nandane Natavar Aparupa Krishna Vesai Aparupa Nitya Anande Nayane Vare Dekhe Sababhishya Nijananda Nache Mahaprabhu Vishwambar Charanera Talashane Ati Manohar Bhava Bhare Malana Hirahaye Galai Chindiya Padaye Giya Bhaka Tera Pai Chaturdiki Shri Hari Mangala Sankirtan Majhe Nache Jagannath Mishre Ranandan Jara Namanande Shiva Vasana Najan Jara Yache Nasa Shiva Sena Chaya Pan Jara Name Valmiki Hoilo Tapodan jara name ajamila poilo mochar jara nama shravane sansara bandha goche he na prabhu avatare kali yuge na jara nam gai suka narada vidai sahasra badana prabhu jara guna gai sarva maha prayasita je prabhu ra nam se prabhu na chaye dekhe jata bhagavan prabhu rai anande dekhe bhagavata ga anyone gala dhare karai kandan sabarayangit shobhe shri chandana mal anande gayena krishna rase hoya bod jate ka vaishnava sava ketana abesh na jane apane dehe anya jane jaya krishna murari mukunda bana mal aham saya gaya sabhe hoye kutihal Anisha Bhakta Sange Nache Vishwambar Sati Nahi Karo Sarva Satwal Kalevar He Mata Nache Mahaprabhu Vishwambar Nishaya Vasisha Mata Saeka Prahar He Mata Ananda Hoya Navadvipapur Prema Rase Vaikunthera Naya Kaya Esa Kala Punya Kata Jekari Shravan Bhakta Sange Gora Chande Rahuta Rama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Charaja Vrindavana Dasa Tasho Padayini Jaya Madhav Titi Jaya Ekadasi Madhav Titi Jaya Ekadasi Hari Vasar Jaya Ekadasi Jaya Saparshada Jaya Gora Hari Saparshada Jaya Gora Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare